Today's halakha, we'll just quote something from the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Pinehas, where he discusses certain things that are dangerous that a person should not get involved in. For example, one thing he says over here is, V'ched lo yochal shum u'batzal sha'avad alehem laila echad ahar sheniklefu. Regarding garlic that has been peeled, or for that matter, onions that have been peeled, and they were left overnight, so one should not eat from those items. However, if let's say part of the peel is still on, they're not totally peeled, so then the Ben Ish Chai says it would be mutav. Now this is only talking about, he says, where they're alone. But let's say they're mixed in food. For example, a person made avocado and he has in it garlic. So then since it's mixed in the food, or a salad, that it's mixed in the salad and there's onions, so then already it would be permissible. And the bishula, that was cooked in the tafshil, and the kavush. Or if it was pickled, for example, it was in a salad with oil, things like that, it would be permissible, even if it was the gamde. One has to be careful. In certain times, they have the ladies, they peel a lot of garlic, and they leave them unpeeled, so then already one would have to be careful from this item. Then he says, for example, Sadiq li zahir shelo yavo lepiv mize'at ha'adam. A person should be very careful not to ever consume or go into his mouth the sweat of a person. Shehi kemo sam ha'mavit. That is like poison. Chutz mize'at ha'panim, except from the sweat that comes from the face of a person, De'ena mazeket. Furthermore, he says, regarding v'yizaher shelo yiten ma'ot betuch piv. I think that's obvious, that a person should not ever put money in his mouth. Furthermore, he says, if a person saw a ma'achal, of food, then it avelo, and he has a desire for the food, and as a result, he started to salivate because of the food that he desired. Lo yibla haruk. He should not swallow that saliva. Ela yeflitenu. He should spit it out. Ki yaziklo. He should spit it out because it can cause damage. The last thing he said over here is regarding eating hot bread. Actually, im ochel adam pat shiktin hama. Hot bread, kasher lachol yakadachat. So Chas v'Shalom, he says that can bring fever, and he brings down from the Yerushalmi that says pat hama, hot bread, hamata besida, brings heat. Then he says v'nireh da'ayri b'hama yoter midai, that it's talking about where the bread is excessively hot, and that's what's mashma in the Gemara's language is hamimeh da'hamimeh, very hot. V'chin yesh lochiach megemara chodin. However, he says b'ira kodesh Yerushalayim choshashin b'stam pat hama. So it seems there was a minhag in Yerushalayim not to eat hot bread at all because of this. But according to the Ben Ish Chai, he's saying only if it's excessively hot, then one would have to be worried about these things. So again, these are certain items that people should be careful in order that, Chas v'Shalom, we should not have any hezek.